Am I in the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host. I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news in television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You always come right here to Am I on the Air. It's season 27, episode 4, and tonight's show is titled I Am Groot. We are going to be breaking down the news from September 6th through today, September the 12th, all right? So strap on in. And it's going to probably be a pretty brief show because I don't have really any main reviews to go over. Nothing on the movie side, which is very, very rare for me. But I didn't see any movies in the last week. It's kind of crazy. But and then the theater, nothing really enticed me, right? The new releases were My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, Don't Care, and The Nun 2. Sorry, Don't Care. You know, those movies just don't do anything for me. I'm not a fan of The Nun franchise. Don't really care for Annabelle. You know, I do like The Conjuring. You know, they say it's all The Conjuring universe. I do like The Conjuring mainline movies, but not these spinoffs here. They just don't do it. So I got no movies for you guys, and really no TV shows, new TV shows either. I am going to touch on a couple shows real quick. But nothing really new, so we're going to kind of blaze through the review section here. So the newest thing I could talk about, hence this night's show title, I Am Groot, is the return of I Am Groot, which is season 2 over on Disney+. This was a fun little show that they did last year. It had 5 episodes. They were just little shorts, like basically 5 minutes long, of Groot, baby Groot, doing his little baby Groot things. Love season 1. My daughter, big, big fan, loves season 1. So we were all surprised last month when a poster came out and it said that season 2 was coming. Had no idea they were doing a second season. And so the other day we binged the 5 little episodes that dropped and took all of like 20 minutes to do. But they were super cute, man. I liked all 5 of them. My daughter, again, loved it. She's like, oh, I love baby Groot so much. They were fun. I mean, they're nothing crazy. They're just something to just kind of binge real quick, and then you're going to move on with your life. So, but if you didn't know it was there, go check it out. Disney Plus, I Am Groot season 2. It was a fun little time. And then I just want to touch on real fast. Number 1, Ahsoka. Guys, oh my God, I am so blown away by this show. I love it so much. This is Star Wars to me, and I'm so happy that we have this show, and especially after last night's season 5, or episode 5. Oh my God, so good. So good. What an episode. I won't spoil anything, but peak Star Wars, man. Great, great episode. So check out the latest episode of Ahsoka. Last week's episode ended on a crazy, like, oh my God. So this show just continues to get me, and I can't wait to see where it goes, because I feel like we're really turning a page here, and we're going to go gung-ho for the rest of the season. So make sure you're checking out Ahsoka over on Disney+. I also want to shout out Lioness, Special Ops Lioness, which is a Paramount Plus original show with Zoe Saldana. I've been binging this show. The season finale just aired over the weekend, and it's excellent. Great season finale, great season in general. Just waiting to see if they renew this one for another one. I think they will, because I think it's been doing really well for the platform. But an amazing, amazing show, man, with so much drama and heart and action and just, I mean, it's badass. It really, really is. So check out Special Ops Lioness if you've been waiting. The whole season's out now, so you can go binge it. And lastly, The After Party. This is a show that is on Apple TV+. The second season just finished. Loved season 1 of The After Party. Season 2, now that it's over, junk. So much junk. I hated it. I really hate to use the word hate, but I hated it. It just wasn't very funny. The episode sucked, and it was a pain to get through. And that's a real big bummer because I loved season one so much. So it's very, very sad when a show you like takes such a turn. It's a bummer. It's a bummer that it turned out the way it did, but unfortunately it did. So can't recommend The After Party Season 2 over on Apple TV Plus. So that's what I got for you guys, kind of on a quick kind of touch base on some TV stuff. Still binging Only Murders in the Building Season 3. Still awesome. Everything else is just kind of some weekly stuff like America's Got Talent. We're watching that. What We Do in the Shadows just ended. That was a really good season. So make sure you check that out over on Hulu. That's what we got. All right, so let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10 is Bottoms. Number 9, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Number 8, Oppenheimer. Number 7, Gran Turismo. Number 6, Blue Beetle. Number 5, Barbie, which is now officially out on digital. So make sure you check out Barbie on VOD. Number 4 is a movie I knew nothing about. It's an international film. It's called Jawan, and it made a nice debut at number 4 with $6 million. Number 3 was My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, bringing in about $10 million. Number 2 is The Equalizer 3, bringing in $12 million with a 65% drop. Ooh, that's a big drop. And coming in number 1, it is The Nun 2 with a very impressive $32 million debut right here. Yeah, very nice. I'm sure they made it for way less than $32 million, and that's why these movies continue to get made. So there you go. Big debut for The Nun 2. Horror continuing to do its thing here in 2023. All right, guys, with that out the way, let's get into our news of the week. Now, remember, again, all the news, all the trailers, everything we talk about is on our social media. So make sure you follow us on X or Twitter, or whatever you want to call it. It's twitter.com/amiontheair. Also, our Facebook page. So if you ever want to go back and check out any of these full articles or watch these trailers, that's where you can find it. All right. Okay. So the new teaser trailer for Pain Hustlers dropped, which is a new Netflix movie that's coming soon, I believe in October, with Chris Evans and Emily Blunt. It's a very, very short teaser trailer. It doesn't really tell you much about the movie, but I'm sold on Chris Evans and Emily Blunt, so I'm down to check that one out for sure. A lot of big stars are getting their deals suspended due to the strike. Yes, the strike is still happening. So people like J.J. Abrams, The Rock, Greg Berlanti, Bill Lawrence, Chuck Lorre, Mindy Kaling, a whole bunch of people, basically no matter what platform you have a deal with, pretty much getting suspended at this point until this strike is over. So it makes a lot of sense there. We have the first trailer for The Bike Riders, which is Jeff Nichols' new movie. It's got Austin Butler, Jodie Comer, and Tom Hardy in a biker gang. So check out the trailer to that. A lot of people really liking that one. Bill Pullman is set to play Alex Murdo in Lifetime's 500th original movie. So pretty cool there. Very happy about this news. Jeremy Renner news. Jeremy Renner will be back. Mayor of Kingstown has been renewed for its third season over at Paramount Plus. Love this. Love Mayor of Kingstown. Glad to see Jeremy Renner on the mend and coming back here real soon with a third season. Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is coming to an end at HBO after 29 years. We have the trailer for No One Will Save You, starring Caitlin Dever. She comes face to face with an alien invader. That's right. I loved this trailer. I thought the trailer was excellent. It gave me A Quiet Place vibes. And this is coming to Hulu later this month. So keep an eye out for No One Will Save You. I think this could be a really good one. Pixar's Elemental is going to start streaming tomorrow, actually, September 13th on Disney Plus. You'll be able to start watching Elemental. So pretty cool there. The Emily Blunt, Chris Evans, Pain Hustlers will start streaming on October 27th over on Netflix. The drama follows a struggling mother who gets caught up in an illegal pharmaceutical scheme. The Pirates of the Caribbean 6 script is in. Yeah, I didn't even know, but they're saying it might be a reboot. The script is so weird that screenwriter Craig Mazin was surprised that Disney accepted the pitch. But we don't know if it's going to involve Johnny Depp if it's a complete reboot, if it's a spinoff, if it's a sequel, if it's a prequel. All we know is that something is happening with the Pirates of the Caribbean with screenwriter Craig Mazin, who, of course, just did The Last of Us and was awesome on it. So there you go. Dumb Money is getting a wide release date moved up. It was supposed to come out in October. It's coming out later this month. Great reviews coming off this one. So a lot of people very excited to jump into that. I am one of them. I think this movie looks awesome. We have your first look photos at Expats, which is Amazon's newest Nicole Kidman show. Nicole Kidman starting to feel like the Rock to me of TV shows. I feel like she pops up. She was just in Special Ops Lioness. She had like three shows last year. She does a lot of damn shows, man. Good for her, man. Good for her. We have the Lupin Part 3 trailer, which shows the return of the hit Netflix show. So check that out. I know a lot of people love Lupin. We also have the full trailer, the first normal full trailer for American Horror Story Delicate, which is the new season that hits FX and Hulu later this month. We have there's a new movie that they're putting together, because this all started, I feel like, with Pooh Blood and Honey, right? The Winnie the Pooh horror movie. Now all of this shit is getting blown up with horror movies based on stuff, and now there is a Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's a slasher movie. It's hard not to laugh when talking about this stuff. But yeah, Mary Had a Little Lamb is going to be a slasher movie. They're making part two of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And then there's another one coming out too that I can't think of off the top of my head. But I'm like, oh my God, they're just going crazy on these old nursery rhymes being turned into stuff. We have the trailer for NCIS Sydney, so you can check out the latest spinoff of the CBS franchise. We have the trailer for Everything Now, which is Netflix's newest teen drama. We have the Red Band trailer for Gen V, which is the boys' spinoff. I love this trailer. I'm so excited for Gen V. This is the type of show that I've been waiting for. I love the boys' universe. I can't wait to see what they do with this, and it comes out, I think, next week. So check out Gen V. We have your first poster and trailer for Thanksgiving, which is Eli Roth's new slasher movie. Thanksgiving, a fun fact here for those of you that don't know, there was a movie called Grindhouse that came out, you know, probably 15 years ago. And it was an old school movie that was co-directed by Robert Rodriguez and then Quentin Tarantino, kind of two different movies spliced together as like an old school kind of drive-in type of day. And in the beginning of the movie and in the middle of the movie, there were fake movie trailers that celebrities directed. And Eli Roth had a fake trailer for this movie called Thanksgiving, where this guy would just go and murder people over Thanksgiving weekend. And it was a fun fake trailer that everybody was like, damn, that'd be a pretty cool movie. And after all these years, Eli Roth finally made that movie. So we have the poster, we have the trailer. It's a little teaser trailer, but it gives you just enough. It comes out this Thanksgiving, and I'm excited. So check out the trailer for Thanksgiving. Three Blind Mice, that's the other one, man. We had Mary Had a Little Lamb, right? We still makes me mad. Mary Had a Little Lamb, and now we got Three Blind Mice, another horror movie makeover that's coming. The Bike Riders hits theaters on December 1st. That's that Austin Butler one we just talked about. Gen V hits Amazon Prime Video on September 29th. Lupin returns on October 5th, just so we all know. We have the poster for The Fall of the House of Usher, which comes out on Netflix on October 12th as well. This is from Mike Flanagan, who really knows his horror. And the trailer just dropped today, so make sure you check out the trailer for it as well. It looks pretty damn good and just in time for spooky season. So check out the trailer and the poster. It hits Netflix October 12th. Samuel Jackson is in talks to play U.S. President alongside Joel Kinnaman in The Beast. Let's see here. We already talked about that. I'm going to skip that real quick. November 17th is when Thanksgiving hits theaters. There will be no leftovers. Roku has removed a dozen original shows from the Roku channel as part of its announced effort to cut cost. And it's kind of funny because the stuff they removed is pretty much all the Quibi shows that they bought. Remember Quibi? Quibi had come out and did a bunch of shows, and then it went bankrupt, and then Roku bought all those shows, and that's where they've been housed this whole time. And pretty much everything Roku dropped were Quibi originals, so sad to see them all go. Netflix has not yet renewed One Piece for a second season, but they have the scripts ready. They say it's all written and ready to film after the strikes if Netflix chooses to renew. So there you go. Been hearing a lot of good things about One Piece. So we'll see how that plays out. In some crazy news, Danny Masterson, of course, most people know from That 70s Show, sentenced to 30 years in prison after a rape conviction. So, yeah, pretty crazy. But hey, man, God, do your time if you do the crime. We have a trailer, and we know that this year Paramount Plus is going to drop Lawmen, Bass Reeves, which is the new Paramount Plus Western series from David Oyelowo and Taylor Sheridan. So check out the trailer, and the show will premiere later this year. We also have the trailer for The Burial, which is Jamie Foxx heading to court as Tommy Lee Jones' attorney. This is a true story. I really dug this trailer, and I'll be looking forward to this. This is going to premiere at some of the film festivals on September 11th, and then it will be hitting Prime Video. We have the trailer for A Murder at the End of the World, which is Emma Corrin's new FX murder mystery series. I think I'll watch this. The trailer was hit and miss for me, but I think it could have potential. So I'll probably check it out and see how it goes. We got an article up with the director of The Bike Riders explaining why he dropped out of the upcoming prequel for A Quiet Place, so check that out if you're interested. We have the trailer for Naiad, which is Annette Bening swimming for her life in a long dream, which is a new Netflix biopic, so you check that out. We have the trailer for The Royal Hotel, starring Julia Garner and Jessica Henwick. It's a new thriller. I loved this trailer. Don't know if this is going to come to theaters or go straight to VOD, but love Julia Garner and love Jessica Henwick, and this trailer was great, so looking forward to The Royal Hotel. We also have the trailer for Spy Kids Armageddon, which is Robert Rodriguez's next generation of spies. This is coming soon. Trailer's pretty cheesy, yo. It's pretty cheesy, but my daughter wants to watch it, so I'll probably watch it with her, but yeah. Yeah, look pretty damn cheesy. I'll leave it at that. Happy to announce that Lionsgate has swooped in and bought the rights to the Crow remake that they just finished filming last year. And it has been given a penciled in 2024 release date. So just glad to hear, you know, Bill Skarsgård is the Crow now. We've heard that it's a pretty good movie. And we've been waiting to see if it was going to get any distribution. So glad to see that Lionsgate is going to release it in 2024. Let's go, man. I love The Crow. One of my favorite all-time movies. Can't wait to see this new version here. I just want to shout out comedian Nate Bargatze. I went and saw his show a couple days ago. He came to town and hilarious. The guy is amazing. So I wanted to show him some love. If you like stand-up comedy, you might not have heard of him before, but go to Amazon Prime Video, watch his latest stand-up special. It is phenomenal. And if you like it, go back to Netflix. He's got a couple more on Netflix as well, too. Awesome stuff, man. He's great. Check out Nate Bargatze. Scream creator says that Neve Campbell... Give her money. That's right. Creator Kevin Williamson says Neve Campbell deserves to be paid what she's worth. Pay her the money. Yes, you heard it. Everyone, that's what I would do. I would give her the money. Yes, he's speaking truth. Neve Campbell is the face of Scream. It was dumb that she had to sit out the last film over pay. Pay the woman her money. You've made enough money off of these films. Diary of a Wimpy Kid is getting a new special. It's Diary of a Wimpy Kid Christmas Cabin Fever, which will be coming to Paramount Plus in December. So keep an eye out for that. We have the trailer for Monsieur Spade, which is a Clive Owen miniseries. So there you go. I probably butchered that name. Twilight of the Dead, Session 9's Brad Anderson is going to direct the George A. Romero zombie movie. So yeah, we're getting another one, Twilight of the Dead. We also have the trailer for Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. This looks awesome. I'm so excited for this. This is Apple TV Plus's Monsterverse series. This takes place in the Godzilla and Kong universe that we all know and love. And so check out the trailer. It's great, and I can't wait for the show. It debuts November 17th on Apple TV Plus. All right. At number three, we talked about how My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 grossed $3.7 million on Friday. Only had a so-so opening in its weekend debut. The Nun really killing it over there. Jesse Buckley, Riz Ahmed, Jeremy Allen White all dig into love in the digital age in Apple TV Plus's new show, Fingernails. So keep an eye out for this one. I'll check it out just because it's Apple TV Plus. I have a lot of faith in them on those. I'm excited because we're finally going to get the Aquaman trailer, guys. This Thursday is the Aquaman trailer. It's going to hit theaters on December 20th. And DC released a little like 45 second kind of teaser to the teaser trailer. And it looks phenomenal. It looks really, really good. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I think Aquaman 1 is super fun. And this looks like it's going to be batshit crazy, balls to the wall. So December 20th, make sure you check out the little tease. And the full trailer will drop on Thursday. If you missed Haunted Mansion in the theaters, it's going to be hitting Disney Plus on October 4th. So keep your eyes out for that. Let's see here. Sling TV has a really good deal, and you can even get an Amazon Fire TV stick and $10 off your first month. So make sure you click the link on our web, on our Twitter page. I got the, everything that you need to know there about getting that if you're looking to cut the cord a little bit. Also, Hulu is offering a 30% discount off live TV streaming amid the Disney and Spectrum cable dispute. So they're offering up a little something for you guys. Stranger Things is going to expand the scope of its already humongous Stranger Things season 4. It's major cinematic storytelling that happens to be called a TV series. Stranger Things 5 is as big as any of the biggest movies that we will see. So awesome to hear, man. They're going balls to the wall, and I'm ready for it. Stranger Things 5, even though all the kids are going to be like 32 years old by the time this season drops, I'm ready for it. And speaking of ready for it, Taylor Swift cleaned up at the MTV Video Music Awards, which just aired tonight. So if you want to see the full list, check that out. Congratulations to Endeavor, who closed their deal to unite the UFC and the WWE into the TKO group. That's right. Endeavor owns 51% of the newly created sports and entertainment company, while Vince McMahon holds 16.4%. They broke it on the stock market today. Big merger here. So turning of the page, no longer owned by the McMahons. Beetlejuice 2 shut down production with just a day and a half left of filming. Tim Burton said it's 99% done. I tried to strip everything and go back to basics of working with good people, actors, and puppets. So very cool there. Miss Marvel, a lot of people wondering if it's going to get a season 2. Well, the director of Miss Marvel says, you know, it's going to depend on how the Marvels does. If it does very well, then I think definitely season 2 is on the table. But if the Marvels fails at the box office, then maybe not. So go support it if you want Miss Marvel season 2. Dashing Through the Snow is another holiday show or holiday movie coming to Disney Plus later this year with Lil Rel Howery. So keep your eyes out for that. Pet Sematary Bloodlines. We have the trailer for the Paramount Plus exclusive movie. This comes out in October. It is a prequel to the original Stephen King story. We have the Red Band trailer for Totally Killer, which is Kiernan Shipka's new Blumhouse Back to the Future style slasher. Ooh, say that 10 times fast. A Back to the Future style slasher. I like it. We also have your first look at Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. So I told you they're filming it. Mission Impossible 7 coming to digital on October 10th. So keep your eyes out for that. And then later in the month, we'll get the Blu-ray and, you know, VOD stuff. But yeah, it'll be hitting digital on October 10th. Netflix has bought the rights to Anna Kendrick's featured directorial debut, Woman of the Hour. So that'll be coming to Netflix soon. 4 new Wes Anderson short films are coming to Netflix in September. It's called Henry Sugar. So 4 new Wes Anderson short films based on a handful of Roald Dahl's short stories coming this September, this month, to Netflix. A Murder, She Wrote movie is in the works, and it's going to be written by the guys who did Dumb Money. So very interesting there. John Cena's movie Freelance was supposed to come out this month, and it's been pushed back to October. Todd Haynes' next movie will be a sexually explicit love story with Joaquin Phoenix. We have the teaser trailer for The End We Start, Joni Comer's new apocalyptic drama. Sean Levy, director of Deadpool 3, which has halted production, says that Deadpool 3, the movie, is raw, audacious, and very much rated R, which is everything we want to hear about this movie. So awesome, awesome. More spinoffs of The Boys are definitely possible depending on the success of Gen V. So make sure you check that out. Let me see. The Little Mermaid becoming one of the most watched movie premieres on Disney Plus ever. Over 16 million people streamed The Little Mermaid. So there you go. If you haven't seen it yet, it is now streaming on Disney Plus. Mark Paul Gosselaar is a kidnapped kidnapper in NBC's Found, which is starring Shanola Hampton as well. Check out the trailer. And we have the IMAX poster for the Marvels, which is really awesome looking. So we have that up on our Twitter page and our Instagram. So make sure you check that out if you haven't seen it. And on that note, my friends, we've reached the end of the show. That's right. Look at that, 25 minutes. Because, hey, we had no reviews, so I knew we'd get through the news pretty quick. So thank you for joining me for this latest edition of Am I on the Air? Make sure you spread some love for the show and tell your friends and family. That's how we grow the business, right? Referrals. Make sure you check out our webpage, amiontheair.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter or X at twitter.com/amiontheair. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can follow us on Threads as well at the same handles. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review or a thumbs up or whatever the hell the app wants you to do to support us. But make sure you subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcast, Prime Music. We're on everything. So make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to follow us on TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, Threads. We're on all that good stuff. And a thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. So make sure you check them out. Always streaming new podcasts everywhere for your listening pleasure. RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Pop_Culture_Pros. That'll do it for me on this Tuesday, September the 12th. I hope you all have an amazing week. And we'll be back next week to bring you the latest and the greatest. So stay safe, y'all. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, peace. Red Dragons!